Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. The Pokes coming off their big Border War win, 16-13, last Saturday night over Colorado State. Looking ahead for Air Force this weekend on the road. We've got the Mountain West Conference Special Teams Player of the Week, Cooper Roth, joining us. He was 3-for-3, made all three of his field goals and his extra point in tough conditions against the Rams. Cooper, good to have you on, man. How are things going?
Good to be here. Definitely feels better getting the win, and just happy environment here.
I tell you what, how does it feel, the special teams player of the week for your performance and a big time performance that you had? How does that feel to be honored by the conference this week?
Well, it feels great. I think it's the first time I've ever been awarded this award, so it feels great. First accomplishment for me, but overall picture, just getting the win, I think helps a bunch. I think the award also goes to the holder, the long snapper, for getting it done. It made it a lot easier for me. So I think it's a team award, group award, so better accomplishment for the team.
And, of course, you had a new long snapper on that last extra point, right? Because Drew, who had both his arms go numb, a couple dual stingers on that diving catch, he wasn't able to snap the ball. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's Caleb Cantrell. He's a walk-on freshman from Texas, so it was good to have him. I just went up to him before the extra point. It was a big point just to get ahead of three points or another field goal, but I just said we've done it multiple times in practice just to relax and got the job done, so that's all that matters.
So could you tell maybe he was a little nervous with all that was going on, the snow and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He always got the jitters. We make fun of him, but we mess around to the point where he's used to it now, so it's a good thing. We give him the good pressure during practice, so he's used to it.
What did you make of Drew's diving grab on that first play of that drive that ultimately led to the win? I mean, he laid it out. I mean, you won't see a better catch than that, and that's from your fullback. I mean, how did that make you guys feel on the sidelines when you saw him go all out for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a great catch. I think when I saw that, everyone on the sidelines knew that, that was the drive that was going to go win the game. And I think everyone knew he's an emotional player. He's from Colorado. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of us from Colorado. I am, too. And we just knew that this game meant a bunch to him, and it means a bunch to us, so we had to go get it done. And seeing that just pushed us even harder.
Did you get any interest from CSU when you were coming out of high school?
I didn't. No, not at all.
How does that make you guys feel, knowing that, the in-state school, one of the few in-state schools passes over you guys, and then you come to Wyoming and are playing Colorado State? I mean, what is that feeling like, especially when you get that win?
Right, yeah, it's definitely, I think it's just if you're not with us, you're against us policy we kind of have up here. Just helps us have a chip on our shoulder when we go play them every time, whether it's here or there. And, I think when we go back there, you have all your friends who are going to talk to you who go there and all that, but now that we drive home, it's going to feel a lot better.
Cooper Roth joining us here, the special teams player of the week in the Mountain West Conference, 3-for-3 in field goals. Now, they were tough conditions. You ran the gamut. You had wind, you had rain, and you had snow, and you kicked in all three of those. So which is the toughest to kick in of the three conditions that you did kick in Saturday night?
That's a tough question. I'd have to say I'd have to go with wind, honestly. I think snow and rain were pretty similar. You just have to trust the footing there. But wind, you kind of have to play the placement of the ball. So we practice wind a lot every day because here in Laramie, it's windy like that every day. But I think it's still definitely the wind.
Definitely. And I think that I would, not having kicked before, but I would think that would be the toughest one, kind of like golf and stuff like that.
Right.
The wind is the most difficult thing to do that. So when it is raining, when it is snowing, and as hard as it was, does that change anything? Do you have to change your cleats? Do you change your footing? Do you change your steps? Does anything change in the elements there?
Personally, I didn't change anything. I think I just had to trust my footing. And then I think the hold was the most important part. Again, Nick Sport did a great job bringing the hole down. I know the CSU kicker, I noticed he kind of did a kickoff approach where he landed on his kicking foot, and I thought that was pretty smart of him to do, but I personally just trusted just the normal swing I did and ended up working out. So,
and you mentioned the hold being the most important part, and we saw that one get to CSU because their holder missed on that on one of their field goal attempts, and that was a big moment there. So, I mean, it just goes to show the timing. I think a lot of people, do you get a sense that a lot of people take all that for granted with the snap and the hold and everything like that?
Oh, 100%, definitely. They don't notice it until it goes wrong that one time, so... You got to be 100% as part of the specialist group. So That's what we practice.
You know, unfortunately for you guys, the long snapper, the holder, and the kicker, the biggest news comes out when something goes wrong in those things. If you guys do all your jobs right, it doesn't really come into play unless it's like a game-winning kick or something, right?
Right, definitely.
Talking to Cooper Roth here in the program, you're 11 for 13 in field goals this year, 25 of 26 in PATs. You lead the Cowboys with 58 points this season. And I know kickers, you get more opportunities than that, but that's got to feel pretty good that you're having such a great season. You know, what goes into your preparation each week before a game?
I think just mental preparedness, I think, is the first thing. And then just, I think, just being in the game, staying locked in the whole game, not going too crazy when we have a good play or anything like that, interception, touchdown, just to stay level-headed. And I think my teammates do a good job just keeping me there, make or miss field goals, they keep me out. So that's a big thing, too.
When do you start the preparation? Let's say the Cowboys are on a drive, just starting to drive. When does your preparation start to get the leg loose and stuff like that on the sideline?
Yeah, I would say right when they cross the 50 probably okay. Is when I start getting loose a little bit. I think I'll occasionally hit a couple balls when we're on defense just to stay warm, especially in those conditions last night or two nights ago. But I would say across the 50 is probably when I'll start getting warm.
What's the longest field goal you've ever attempted in a game?
In a game in high school, I made a 55-yarder.
Made a 55-yarder. Did you use a tee? I know you have the option. Did you use a tee in high school?
I did not. No.
Okay. What's the difference? I mean, you know, obviously you can get under, I guess, the ball a little bit better. It's a little more straight. But what is the biggest difference between using a tee and not using a tee when you're place kicking?
Yeah, like you said, I think the biggest thing using a tee is just getting the height off it. I think it's easier to get it over the line and then just easier, straighter ball. You hit the sweet spot of the ball a lot better when it's up off the ground.
What about kicking at elevation? Kicking at 7,200 feet, is there a difference? Can you tell a difference? Does the ball go further, in your opinion?
I do think there is a little bit of difference. But then again, I think when you go to California or any of those other schools at low elevation, I know week one at Iowa, the ball wasn't flying as far. But then again, you just got to trust your form and not try to kick it out of the stadium like you might hear in Laramie just because, you know, the ball flies a little bit farther. So it's just mental, too, I think. But I think it definitely comes in as a factor.
You mentioned you made a 55-yarder in high school. Now, where do you feel comfortable? Where would you feel comfortable? Game winner on the line, you needed a field goal. How far away do you think you'd feel comfortable attempting a field goal?
Oh, I would say that about that range, 55 and in, I think I feel comfortable with. And me and Coach Bull, he's our special teams coach. Mm-hmm. We're out there every day before practice kicking field goals, and usually we'll stretch out to about that range every day. So I think he feels comfortable with me, too, there.
Have you ever attempted anything in practice, 60 yards?
No, I think the farthest we probably, I think we've done a 58 during spring ball, but okay. That was about as far as we go, yeah.
Did you make it?
I did, yeah.
See, there you
indoor.
Go. I mean, heck
indoor, yeah.
Yeah,
there's snow on the ground and everything.
There was snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, man. Cooper, you know, kind of getting to know you a little bit. What is Cooper Roth all about? Because we always, you know, you hear kickers maybe kind of quirky sometimes, things like mm-hmm. that. Are you in, do you feel like you fall in that category, or are you kind of, what is Cooper Roth all about?
I try not to be. I try to, you know, every day in the summer when they do the 7-on-7, you know, there's nothing to do with kickers or specialists there, but I'll go to those, attend those just to be around the team. I'm at every lift and all those, conditioning. Just so the team kind of sees me working hard, even though I probably don't have to be running 100-yard sprints every day with them. But I think just to show them the work ethic that, you know, they'll back me up when they see me struggling, and I got them too. And I think that definitely helps just pride overall for me.
Do you think most kickers do that? Or, I mean, do you know, I mean, around the country? Or is that something that's kind of rare?
I'm not sure. I think it's a changing culture here at Wyoming because I kind of forced all of our specialists to be on time every lift, just to go to all the team activities, whether we would do stuff or not. So I'm not sure about other universities, but here I think it's coming up to be just to know that we're all still football players. I was a DB in high school, so I'd mess around with those guys a little bit too. But other than that, I think, yeah, I know that we all do, so.
Awesome stuff. Cooper Roth, Mountain West Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. 3 field goals and an extra point in the win over Colorado State. Cooper, keep up the good work, man. Good luck down at Air Force, and we'll talk again. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, too.